John Hafford. In my lifetime, there have been two world wars. And as we approach the year 2000, we are on the threshold of a third world war that may truly be the end of the world as we know it. As I look back on my 75 years of life, all the changes that have taken place in this century, something that happened in my childhood still stands out as one of the most meaningful events of my life, and I hope it might prove to be the same for you. I was only 5 years old, and I can remember every circumstance. I was standing in the hallway, the top of the stairs of our house, and my father had called me, came out of his room, and gave me the bronze catheter, two little rectangular pieces of cloth, an image of Our Lady on one side, and an image of the Blessed Virgin handing this scapular, this garment, to St. Simon Stock on the other side. And my father told me to wear it, never take it off, because he said, if you die wearing this, you are sure of going to heaven. Now, what is rather unusual is the fact that this is one of my earliest memories, and I remembered having been told that I would go to hell if I committed a serious sin. And now my father is telling me that if I wear this and die wearing it, I won't go to hell. And I said to him, well, how can that be? Because you tell me that if I commit a big sin, that I'm going to go to hell. My father took the scapular and he showed me the picture, the Blessed Virgin appearing to St. Simon Stock, and he said, the Blessed Virgin herself appeared to this saint, and she made this promise, whoever dies clothed in this shall not go to hell. And I must have still looked skeptical, even though I was such a small child. So my father added, when I was a boy, we were swimming in a river that had a swift current. And one of the boys I was swimming with was taken with a cramp that doubled him over and he couldn't swim. And he started to yell and cry out to us who were not far away, and he was swiftly being carried away and on the verge of drowning. And yet he floated on the surface of the water until we finally were able to get him out of the river. And he told us that he was in mortal sin, and the scapular held him up because Our Lady had promised that no one wearing it would die in sin. So don't ever take it off. And I knew my father wouldn't tell me a lie. As he told me that, I was seeing, as he described it, the very incident he himself had experienced of a young boy who was saved so that he could get to confession because of a promise the Blessed Virgin made. Those who died wearing this sign would never be lost. And I never took it off. But I wondered, Now, how is this possible? And of course, I learned later that it is true that the Blessed Virgin made that promise, and that the Catholic Church has permitted it to be taught, and not only permitted it, but the Catholic Church has encouraged it, and normally enrolls children at their first communion in the brown scapular. And in more than 700 years, it has never been known that anyone who died in that sign has died impenitently. But truly, it is an almost incredible promise. And it is an absolute promise. There are no strings attached. If you die wearing this sign, you will go to heaven. Now, there are many, many benefits and many corollaries to this great promise. There have been books written about it. I myself wrote one of them. It was published in 1940. And in the preface, Archbishop Sheen said that this promise of Our Lady, about which I was privileged to write, this promise of Our Lady is far more than just a promise. He said, Mary's gift of clothing, which is what the gift of the scapular is a garment sufficient to cover the traces of original sin in us. And its very simplicity is also a witness to the fact that her own beautiful mantle covers our souls. The scapular bears, therefore, a double witness. A witness to Mary's protection against the ravages of the flesh occasioned by original sin, and to Mary's influence as mediatrix of grace, who covers our souls with the richness of her Son's redemption. Now, I'm going to be talking to you a few minutes about this great gift, and I can only say a few salient things about it. It really is important to read more about it. And I would recommend the book that I wrote, because, well, I suppose because I know that it covers the subject to a great extent. And also, it was a very popular book. It over 100,000 copies were printed. And I don't want you to think that the few things I'm going to tell you are enough to understand this great devotion. Really, it's such a precious gift. You really owe it to yourself to understand it. The events which I came to know about when I was studying to write this book was the story of a woman who went to confession to a priest who was a friend of hers, who had been very kind to her. And she was going to commit suicide, and she didn't go to confession with the idea of giving up her intention of destroying herself. But she felt that she had to confide in someone, and she knew that by the seal of confession, the priest couldn't reveal what she was going to do. And also she wanted to thank him because he had been kind to her. Well, the priest was appalled when he heard what she was going to do. She was going to go directly, after telling him this, she was going to go and drown herself in the river. And he prayed for light, and then he suddenly said to her, he said, "Listen, would you promise me one thing? She hesitated a moment. Well, she said, what is it? He said, would you promise me that you'll wear the scapular? And there was such a pleading in his voice. And she suddenly said, yeah, well, yes, Father. I could hardly refuse something like that to one who's been so good to me. Of course, she was out of her mind with shame because of something she'd done and this feeling of disgrace, and she was in a state of despair. So the priest pushed the scapular out under the grill, and the shadows he could see that she put it on. She got up and went out. Well, he did go to the river. And someone saw her jump into the water and dragged her out. The next day, she tried again. And again, someone saw her drowning and saved her. And this time, she was very ill. Apparently, the first time she was in the river and the time she was pulled out, during that time she contracted pneumonia. And she was taken to the hospital, and in that illness that followed, she realized the horror of what she'd been about to do. And after her recovery, she went back to the priest, made a good confession. And he reports that she remained a devout and fervent child of Mary for the rest of her life. There are so many instances of the power of the scapular literally to snatch souls from the brink of hell. Many of the saints have likened the scapular to the hands of Our Lady reaching down, or the cords of the scapular like cords that Our Lady fastens to us to hold us back from the jaws of Satan. But still, you might say, well, how is it possible that if I die wearing this sign, that I'm sure of going to heaven? Does that mean if I'm wearing this, that I don't have to care if I commit mortal sins, I'm sure of going to heaven? The answer is that no one in the state of sin will die wearing a scapular. One of two things will happen. Either the person will have the grace of conversion, or the person will not die in the scapular. And 700 years of experience prove this. It has never been known. Never been known that anyone wearing this sign has died impenitently. Now, what is normal is that if a person doesn't lead a good life, they do not wear the scapular. As a matter of fact, it's normal for a person who's going to commit a serious sin to take the scapular off. If we start to lead a careless life, one of the very first practices that goes is devotion to Our Lady. Because those who are devoted to Our Lady will avoid sin or be led out of it. This, too, is something the Church has believed from the very beginning. Saint after saint, doctor of the Church after doctor of the Church has taught that anyone who has true devotion to Mary cannot be lost. And the scapular, as I will point out in a moment, is a true devotion to Mary. This is what is marvelous about it. It seems so simple. just two pieces of, well, it's a garment. Originally, it was a fairly large garment. As a matter of fact, many religious today wear the full garment, the scapular, which is a garment that hangs down on the front of the back like a big apron. But from the very time that Our Lady brought the scapular, it was abbreviated so that everyone could wear it beneath their clothing, or even outside as a small garment on the outside if they wanted to. As a matter of fact, the oldest scapular in history was found in the tomb of a pope who died only 15 years after the scapular vision. Our Lady had appeared to St. Simon Stock on July the 16th, 1251, and Pope Gregory the 10th died in January of 1276. And we wouldn't have known about this, but tombs are capsules of history, and after almost 700 years, this Pope's tomb was opened in 1830 to have it, the body was going to be removed to a different tomb, and there in the tomb they found the Pope's small scapular, almost identical to the small scapulars we use today, except that it was a little rounded at the top, the way most scapulars were made until fairly recent times, so that they resembled a little more in shape the original scapular. I hope that you'll get a chance to see the scapular that was found incorrupt in the tomb of St. Alphonsus Liguori, because I'm going to speak of that great miracle, which was a miracle, a little later. It's so impressive to see the scapular of St. Alphonsus, which was found in his tomb after 200 years, incorrupt amidst the corruption of all else. But we'll get to that in a moment. Now, I said a moment ago that the Church had always believed that anyone who had a true devotion to Mary could not be lost. And what is extraordinary about the scapular is not so much the promise Our Lady made, as the fact that in making the promise, Our Lady gave us a true devotion to herself. Now let me explain. What are the three most important virtues that bring grace into our souls and keep us living in God's life, which is grace? Those three are faith, hope, and charity. Now, here I was, a boy, 5 years old. My father said, "Wear this, and if you die wearing it, you're going to have the grace you need to avoid going to hell. You're going to have the grace of final contrition." I didn't use those words at that time, but I understood basically what he was saying. Now, I believed, because my father told me, number one, the Blessed Virgin made the promise. He showed me a picture. A great thing for children to see the picture. And secondly, he told me something he himself had witnessed. That a young man who should have drowned because he couldn't move his arms or his legs, yet he was sustained on the surface of the water with the scapular floating. And the boy himself said that the scapular held him up because of Our Lady's promise that he had to get to confession. So I believed. I believed my father. Now, from the moment I wore that scapular, as a little child, not knowing anything more than the promise, from that moment, every single minute that I wore that garment, I was professing that I believed God. That I believed in the redemption. That I believed that Mary had the power through her prayer of obtaining for me the graces I needed. I believed. And as I got older and to college and studied, and finally even wrote a book about this, the more I knew about it, the more every moment that I wore it, I was crying out, I believe. Even when I'm asleep, that garment is professing my faith. I believe in God. I believe in the dispensation of grace. I believe. Secondly, what an act of hope. I not only believe in God, but I trust so much in His mercy that I trust that if I persevere in wearing this simple sign of being a child of Mary, being clothed by her, belonging to her in a sense as her child, I hope that I shall die in the state of grace. Is there any greater act of hope? And do you realize that even when I'm working during the day, I'm thinking entirely of something else. I'm not thinking at all of a religious thing, perhaps. Still, my scapular is professing my hope. Anyone who sees it on me knows that I trust in the mercy of God. 24 hours a day, every moment, the scapular is a silent profession of faith and hope. And finally, what is love? We all have some different ideas about what love is. But basically, love is the tendency of the soul towards what is good. So it's a tendency towards good. We want what is good, and that wanting is the essence of love. And that's happy to cry at every moment, I want God in my life. I want God in my life. I want to die in the arms of Mary. I want to be with God forever. That's an act of love. And at every moment, 24 hours a day, when I'm asleep, when I'm working, that scapular is saying for me, it is a profession of love, faith, hope, and charity. The three theological virtues are practiced by this so simple devotion. So one can say that truly the great gift of Our Lady is not so much her promise, not so much a garment which reminds us of her and gives us the sentiment of being clothed by her. And then, as some say, in the strings of the scapular, I see the arms of Our Lady, my loving mother, around me, protecting me, leading me to Jesus. No, not so much all those things. The great gift of Our Lady is a way practice faith, hope, and charity every moment of my life. But the scapular is a garment. It's, well, you know that we treasure relics of the saints. The garment of someone who was very holy becomes something precious to us. And many, many miracles have been wrought through garments of saints. And the scapular is Our Lady's garment. She herself brought it from heaven, clothed us in it. In Fatima, in the final vision in Fatima, she appeared at the climax of the miracle of the sun, holding the scapular out of the sky. Her garment and it has been the instrument of so many miracles that some authors say that no other sign in history has been the instrument of more miracles than the scapular. But I haven't time to go into more than just a couple of instances. But one that is particularly meaningful, St. John Vianney, who was the patron of parish priests, used to spend 16 hours a day in the confessional. And people, the reason he was in the confessional so long is because people came from all over France to go to confession to him, because he had the power of reading souls. For instance, if somebody had forgotten a sin in their past life, or they had a hard job making confession, the saint was enlightened by God, and he could recall sins to them. Of course, this became known. Well, anyway, this particular young lady came to make a general confession before entering the convent. She was going to become a cloistered sister. And while she was making a confession, St. John said to her, "My child, do you remember a certain dance which you attended a short time ago?" "Yes, Father." "You met a young man there, a stranger, elegant in appearance and distinguished of bearing, who at once became the center of attention at the dance. And you wished he would invite you to dance. Do you remember that?" She remembered it vividly. And the saint said, "And you felt vexed and a little jealous because he asked many others, but he didn't ask you." And she said, "Yes, I remember." But he said, "Do you also remember that when he left the dance that night, you thought you saw, as he walked, two small bluish flames beneath his feet, but you persuaded yourself it was your imagination?" "I remember," she said. "Well, my child," said St. John Vianney, "that youth was a demon. Those with whom he danced were in a state of serious sin. And you know why he did not ask you? It was because of the scapular, which you did well not to lay aside, and which your devotion to Mary impelled you to wear as your safeguard." You see, the scapular is a true devotion. It is an act of faith, hope, and love. That is the theological basis of all the other wonders of this great gift of Our Lady. But also, Our Lady keeps her promise. She safeguards those who wear it. The brother of St. John of the Cross, Venerable Francis Yepes, who died in the odor of sanctity in 1617, once was a prayer, and Satan came under the form of a black raven and threw himself upon the holy man, beating him with its wings. But instead of being troubled, Francis took his scapular and called upon Our Lady. And the bird flew off. At another time, he was respectfully kissing his scapular, and Satan approached with a golden chain and said, "Come, rather wear this chain of gold. Throw away that object which is insupportable to us and serves but to torment us." So, scapular is terrible to Satan. Those who appreciate the power of Mary in the scapular can just press the scapular to their lips and overcome even a most violent temptation. We discover traces of fright in the words that were uttered by Pope Leo XI as the scapular was accidentally being removed from his shoulders at the time of his papal investiture, and the Pope exclaimed, reaching out for the scapular, "Leave me, Mary, lest Mary leave me." St. Alphonsus remarks that truly Mary binds her servants. Our Lady has affiliated us to herself, not just by the strings of the scapular, but by the bonds of a dual contract. On our side, when we are clothed in the scapular and accept it, we agree that Mary is our mother in a special way. And Mary agrees that we are her child, her children, in a special way. So the scapular is a sort of contract between ourselves and Our Lady. As a matter of fact, see,